Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, the show You Got This is a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm already slipping and flubbing, but we'll get through this, right?
Oh my gosh.
Fall is here, and everything's crazy, and daylight savings, and oh my goodness, I'm traveling right now, so yeah, it's been a little kooky. So yeah, I'm here though, dang it. I'm sort of kind of here, more or less. I'm sitting in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota right now, where it's 39 degrees, but it feels like 29, I think I said, because of the wind chill.
It probably feels more like 2 degrees. If you've never been in the Midwest, you don't understand what cold is.
You just got back from Detroit the other day.
I did. It was really weird too, because like our travel, like we have similar things. We had to, it's like taking care of personal business, right? Like, so
yeah.
So it was like, okay, I'm going to be gone this week. And then like the day I get back, you're flying out. And I'm like, that is so randomly weird. We're both in the Midwest in like the middle of the winter, but
not the time you necessarily want to be traveling to the Midwest, but
no, it was really cold when I was there. It was, I'm trying to think, it was good. Well, overnight it was like in the teens, I think. I can't be sure, but cause I was asleep, but it was, I think in the 30s, and we had a high, I think the highest it got was like 51 or something. So it was a little, I chose a weird time to go, but I mean, what are you going to do?
But you didn't really have a choice. I had to get it done.
So mission accomplished.
Storage unit emptied out, taken care of, and stopped paying that money. And yeah, to come out because we have a tenant that's their last day is tomorrow. So yeah, we decided, let's go out and take care of it ourselves instead of farming that out to somebody else, and gives us a chance to come out and visit.
And check out what it's called
during the winter.
But it's right now, I mean, knock on wood for you for sure. Cause I'm back home. It's going to be 86 today. So I'm totally fine. but for your sake, I think you're still not in snow season yet. So, you know, it'll get cold, but as long as you miss snow,
it's not January. Yeah. It's not when it's like a high of, you know, negative 10.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I don't have any plans to ever come here in January, ever in my life. That is my goal. So
I think it's wise. Yeah. It really puts perspective on though, like when it's like in the teens in Grass Valley, it's like, that's nothing. That's nothing. You know, you've lived through the Midwest. You can do this. It's no big deal. Right.
Our cold is a little different. On the West Coast. Yeah. When it gets down to 20, you're complaining and it's really cold. And yeah, people laugh at you here. Cause I know we had my brother-in-law married a gal that they lived in Chicago, and we'd visit with her kids, and her kids were like, yeah, when it's, you know, 25 or something like that, that's sweatshirt weather. We're not even pulling out the parkas yet.
I got friends that are, it's going to be 56 in Detroit today, the day we're recording this. And they're already like, you know, we're going to pull out the shorts, you know?
Right.
And I was there last week.
I actually saw a guy running in shorts when we did a little walk right now. And he's out running in shorts right now.
It's nothing. Okay, dude. Yeah. I was in this is kind of funny because I had just watched a Halloween movie. Very scary. It was a Michael Myers. I've never watched any of the Halloween movies, right? But it was Halloween day. And my daughter and I were like, well, it's still light out, so we'll watch it, right? So we watched it. It was so stupid. It's the worst movie ever. But Michael Myers in this particular, you know, the killer in the movie, he wears this particular, he wears a coverall suit, right?
Right.
So didn't think anything of it. And then I went to Detroit and it was really cold. And so we were out of the bonfire and my friend comes out with this coverall thing that I kid you not, I looked just like Michael Myers. And I was like, oh, I'm putting that on. So I like literally sat up by the bonfire.
It's a nice onesie.
Oh my God. It was crazy. I was like, wow. So yeah, it's the weather's a real
it's
deal.
It's so funny that you mentioned that the Michael Myers, cause I've been looking through and trying to get overalls for all our guys and coveralls for all our guys. And that's one thing that on most of the reviews on them, I used it for a Michael Myers
Halloween costume.
It could just keep popping up. I'm like, yeah, no, we need him for like crawl suits for crawling underneath people's houses.
I tell you what, I was surprised at how warm it was. I was surprised at what a difference it made. I was like, this is phenomenal. But of course, you know, I posted a picture on Facebook today. I mean, I look like Michael. I mean, I look like there's something wrong with me, but you know what? It was warm. So I'm not too proud.
Your Mai Tai in your hand or whatever you had.
That my little adult beverage at 2 o'clock in the morning at the bonfire. Well, it's cold, you know, you got to do whatever you can to stay warm. So but hopefully you guys have a non exciting trip. That's what I'll wish for you.
Yeah, so far so good. Everything is good. Yeah,
well, that could, we'll just keep that spirit going. So, you know, I just kind of want to mention how this week's show came together, because I think it's kind of really why I think it's worth kind of listening to. So I don't often feel that way. Not that I don't love what I do, but you know, come on.
How many have we done of these?
We've done over 300? 2.5. Yeah, we've done over 2.5 years worth of shows. So it's been a lot. And if anyone has listened to more than a couple, I consider you a lifelong friend. Very, very nice. But so this week I came back and I was a little bit shell-shocked because I was gone for a while and I came back home and I was like,
I'm traveling and it's just nuts, works crazy. So yeah.
Little cranky. So the kid did me a favor. I said, hey, can you, you know, that radio show that Andrew and I do every week? Yeah. Okay. Well, so could you come up with some cool like DIY stuff? And so she did. And I got to say, I think she might have a job, because the way she presented this information, I sent it to you and I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to get fired, aren't I? Because like, she literally
has raised the bar.
She's got, not only does she have links for you to review, but she's got the materials and the steps it takes to build the thing. And
she
typed
it up. I mean, she actually did it, not just copy paste from the article or take a picture.
She went through it.
She actually did it. Yeah,
she did.
So yeah, we'll be including these in our because now it's our information. So
I know, I'm so excited. So these feel like they might be a little bit like non-related DIY projects, but we decided we're going to go all in on this because I think we have three little projects here, and we're going all in because the way it came together was kind of cool. And my kid learned something new. Yeah. So she could actually turn around and make one of these if I took her to the store and got the materials, because these actually look much easier when you can see the materials outlined and the steps outlined. Yeah. Like, wow, we've been doing it wrong for sure.
Dang it all.
Sorry about that, guys.
The 22-year-old, that's a show that shows up.
She's 20 years old tomorrow. So
she's 20 years old. I keep thinking she's Olivia's age. Sorry. Yeah.
So, you know, you could actually if you're hiring remote, you know, she's got what it takes. Just don't give her my job. I'll be very upset.
She doesn't like to answer phones. And that's the same problem I've got with Olivia. So it's like, they don't want to.
She would answer the phone. She doesn't want to call out on the phone. Do you know what I mean? There's an anxiety thing, but no, she answers the phone very, very pleasantly. Yeah. I always feel like she's very happy to hear from me when I know that's not always true. Right. So she's pretty happy little kid, but
my wife will not answer the phone. She's like, nope, I draw the line there. I'll work in the back office. I'll do the books. I'll take care of everything else. But if you have me answer the phone, we're getting a divorce. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah,
that problem is solved. We will not be having you on the phones. If that's what it takes, I'm all in. No. So we're going to put her to work for more. You got this research. That's what I say. Yeah. All right. So I'll let you lead this off and decide which direction we're going to go here.
Okay. I'm going to lead with number three, just because I really like it.
Okay.
And it's a DIY bird feeder. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to change that. She's put birdhouse. Oh, dang it all.
She's fired. The free help has been fired. I'll let her know.
That was one thing too. Betty's been fired a couple times. Yeah. And she was my free labor. And like, she's like, I'm done. I'm like, all right, you're done. That's fine. So yeah, not so much fired as quit. Yeah. You can't make, you know, with free labor, you can't make any criticism.
Be quiet.
Thank you so much. You did a great job. This is so fabulous. But maybe next time. And even we'll get you. We'll quit. Yeah. Anyway, so this DIY bird feeder, I really like because of the fact that it's really simple. And we are heading into the fall season. Things are getting cold. There's not as much food out there for the for our local birds. So it's nice to kind of supplement them. And if you have been supplementing them through the summer anyway, you kind of want to keep feeding them just so they don't get, you know, they don't, they can make it through the winter, because winters are hard, even though it is California and it's not 20 below, but it is cold. And yeah, when it's raining and it's 40 degrees, they can still die if they don't have energy. So anyway, I really like this one. It's really simple box frame with a nice little pitched roof. It's really cute. It goes together completely simple. All you need is some 1x6 board, approximately 6 feet long, some wood glue, some 1¼ wood screws. Since you're putting this outside, I would definitely recommend getting either galvanized hot dipped or epoxy coated wood screws so that they don't rust and break. A wood saw of some sort. You can actually even just do this with a handsaw. You don't even necessarily need a circular saw or a jigsaw. If you do have those, it makes it a lot easier. A drill. If you got a wood saw, you probably got a drill. Some rope, and that could be twine. It could be anything that's just sitting around, as long as it can hold up 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you're good to go. So it doesn't even have to be very, very thick. So simply cut the wood in 2 pieces, 10 inches by 2.5 inch lip, 1 piece 10 inch by 5¼ for the base, 2 pieces 9 inches by 5½ for the side, and 2 pieces 12 inches by 5½. And that will do. And 5¼, and this is what they're saying there is the dimension out the width of the board. So the 12 inch pieces are for the roof. You drill the holes on the boards, assemble the sides of the feeder, use wood glue and screws to attach the lip and the base and the top together. And then you simply drill a hole for the rope, and you got a bird feeder. It's pretty nice, and it's covered, so it's out of the weather. So I know that's one thing, like I've had some feeders that have gotten wet, and like with Ross sunflowers, they'll start to grow, and yeah, it gets all gross and nasty. And that's one thing too. You don't want to leave, if your bird feeder does get wet, if the seed does get wet, don't leave it out there, because it can grow fungus, and it can grow some molds and things that are not necessarily healthy for the birds. And some of them can actually kill the birds, especially, I know that's to be true with hummingbirds. So you want to make sure to, if it does get wet, clean it. And one thing with this one, you can leave it raw wood and it will protect it. It's fine, especially since you use the glue. But if you've got some house paint, some fun house paint, paint it, make it look nice, and you can get a little pint or even smaller, and it's not going to take much. And you just go to the hardware store and pick something like that up off the shelf for a couple bucks. And then you got a nice little bird feeder. I think it's really cute. And I can see why Hayden liked it, because it's simple, but very effective. And hey, you built it yourself. So very neat.
It's kind of a cool project. I think it's one of those projects that you could do with like the kids or whatever, especially if you're going to have like, pretty soon we're going to have kids home from school. I shouldn't say pretty soon. I don't even know if anyone's going to school. I don't pay attention anymore. I don't know who's going to school or not. But if essentially, school or not, you may have more kids around your house at the holiday time. And sometimes it's kind of cool to like do little projects, right? Or like, hey, let's make your mom a cool gift, or let's make your dad a gift or whatever. Kids love to do homemade presents for their parents. So, and let's be honest, we love to get them. So that's kind of cool, right?
And with this design, if you get extra boards, you can even make birdhouses out of it. So, that's one thing I remember when I was a kid, I made birdhouses for my family. I think it was like 17 or something like that, and didn't have any money, but I'm like, made these cute little birdhouses and painted them and did a little, painted trees and stuff on them. You can
kids
do some
love
cool
that.
Things.
Kids love that. Now listen,
while we're too, like I know my aunt and uncle had the little, I made him a little church with a little steeple, and it was on their mantle for years.
That would be very sweet. While we're talking about this, I just want to take a minute, and I'll post this later, but I thought this was fascinating. It goes with this topic. So there are some foods, there are people that know what they're talking about when it comes to birds keeping them healthy. Okay. So I'm just going to mention this. I won't spend a lot of time, but some foods that are going to be helpful to the birds during the cold weather. So you could use uncooked oats. You could use cereal. you could, they say cooked rice, they say ideally brown rice, but I guess if it's already cooked, it won't do that thing where it blows up in their stomach, like with it.
Yeah,
it,
don't
it
does with, feed them raw rice or cooked rice, because it does expand so much.
This sounds horrifying, but I know my dog would appreciate it. Soaked dog kibble. Wet dog or cat food. So like canned, right? I feel like we could really attract a lot of squirrels and raccoons here though, so we got to be careful.
That is one thing with this feeder, the squirrels will get into it unless you put a someplace. Like I know on mine, I used a piece of 1/2-inch conduit and a slinky to keep the squirrels from climbing
up. Isn't that funny? So you could do fresh coconut in the shell. I like that. Baked potatoes. I like that too. You could do raw peanuts. You could do raw sunflower seeds, or as we know, like the usual wild bird seed, whatever. But like you said, you know, just if you're going to make this project, which I think is super cool, you're just going to want to make sure that you kind of keep up on it. You don't have anything soggy, gross, growing and all that stuff. But
look. And then also the suet blocks are really good.
Those are convenient, right?
Yeah, and you can make those. There's plenty of instructions on how to make it at your house. You don't have to buy the stock stuff at the grocery store, but you can. I mean, or the hardware store, but you can make it pretty easily and really inexpensively, a lot cheaper than you can buy it.
Sure. So let's move on to my favorite, which I'm always trying to get you to talk about this, and maybe it's because I'm jealous because I can't do that where I live right now. But I want to go to number two. Do-it-yourself compost bin, I think, is genius. You know me. I'm always like, can we talk about compost?
It ties in with the holidays, right? Because we're going to have some food around that we may not want. And we're going to have a lot of stuff that you're going to break down as you prep the food that would be great to go in a compost.
Because where we're not going to put it, Andrew Chudwell, we're not going to put it in the garbage disposal. That's right.
Unless you want to call us, you know, right. By all means, shove everything down the drain and give us a call when it eventually backs up, because we'll be there. We'll have somebody available on Thanksgiving. But yeah, you probably want to avoid that. Just saying.
So the compost bin is one way to do that, right?
The compost bin is definitely one way to do that. And this is a good one because it's really simple and relatively inexpensive. I say relatively just because wood's still kind of expensive right now. It's gone down considerably since the peak, but it's still, things are hard to find right now. So, this is a great one because it's nice and it looks good. It looks clean. But it's basically, it's just a box, you know, a 2x6 box where you have 1.5-inch gap between the boards so you can let some air in. So, I should go back to
the description. You should use the list. Yes. The materials needed.
So let's go. DIY compost bin. Materials needed: 4 2x6, 2x6s, 120 inches long. 4 2x2s, 96 inches long. And if I could do the math in my head, I could tell you how long that is in feet, but all of a sudden
that's fine.
It's not working.
Wood
screws, about 2.5 inches. And again, you want to get, since you're using outside, you want to get some galvanizer or epoxy dipped. Some brad nails or staples for holding on the chicken wire. Some chicken wire, 24 inches by 160 inches long. If you need chicken wire or you need some of this stuff, a good resource for some of this stuff too is just go on Facebook or on your social media or Nextdoor or something like that. And you can put a lot of this stuff down because a lot of people have this stuff sitting around and they want to get rid of. So I know I did that. I needed some fencing and I didn't want it. I could have gone and bought some, but I only needed like 5 feet for this one section that wasn't connected in our backyard. I put it on Facebook and I got like 3 responses, and I went to some dude's work and he gave it to me. He wanted to get rid of it and we upcycled it, right? To go to the dumps. So chicken wire, tape measure, or measuring stick. Actually, I still have a measuring stick. I love that thing. Folds out, old school carpenter ruler, pen, pencil, or a Sharpie, table saw or circular saw. You don't really need a table saw, but a circular saw or even a hand saw. But 2x6s are kind of hard to cut with a hand saw. Yeah. It'll take you a little while. A drill, screwdriver, cordless would be ideal. A nail gun or brad nailer or staple gun works as well. So, you know, measure and cut the wood. Measure and cut the 2x6 into 40-inch pieces. Measure and cut the 2x2 to 28 inches. You need 4 of those. build the sides, lay the 2x6s on the ground, four of them, 1.5 inches apart. And what you can do with that is if you got an extra block, a board's 1.5 inches. So you can just put that in the middle. If you get two of them, pull the boards together. Now you got your 1.5 inches. So you don't have to use your tape measure. Put the 2x4s on top of the 2x6s vertically, 1.5 inches away from the edge, so that when you butt up the other walls into it, it'll actually fit inside. Screw them all together. Repeat to do that on all four sides. Assemble the bins by simply putting them together and just end screw the boards into the other boards, right? Makes it really easy, or into the 2x2s. Attach chicken wire using a brad nailer or a nail gun, or I've used a staple gun, just a carpenter staple gun. You can pick those guys up for, you know, electric ones are like $30 or something, or even an electric brad nailer too. They're really inexpensive. I've used it for chicken wire. It's pop, 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 pop. Happens really quick. Instead of the hand one, your hand gets pretty sore if you got to use that for putting this much chicken wire, this many staples. Put it all together, and now you got a compost heap. Compost bin. A heap would just be a pile. I'm a bin.
It's all right. I mean, I knew what you meant. Like, it's a place for your compost. Yay!
And if you do one side, do the one side that is facing out. If you can, ideally what I would do, I didn't even mention this, but I would get four lag bolts, 4/4 by 3 inch lag bolts and some washers, and lag those four one side, so that when the bin gets full, or if you need to rotate it, you just undo those four bins or those four bolts, pull that one side out, and you can get your pitchfork in and mix it and or start pulling some stuff out, some material out of it, because it can be a little hard to get the material out unless you got two people to actually lift the thing up off the ground. Another option too for this is you can just simply take four pallets, which I know you like the idea too. You can make a compost. I know our neighbor has, I can see it from my kitchen window, our neighbor has a pallet compost bin. So if you've got access to pallets, they're getting a little harder to find right now, just with the supply chain issues and stuff. But if you can find four that are the same size, you can simply bolt those together and do the same thing with, as building this with 2x6s. So it's a great thing. If you live up on top of Banner or other areas, you may want to put it in an area where you don't have to worry about the bears getting into it, because they will get into compost bins. I know quite a few neighbors have had that issue. So put it in an area where they kind of avoid, which I don't know if you can, but oh, wow, we're getting there. So yeah,
that's so there
a great,
we go.
That's a great. There, it's a great yeah, there's project. A show. We won't even talk about the cinder block.
The last one. Oh, I will be bringing that up next time though, because I'm excited about it. I could do that. I could do that in a weekend. Right. Okay. So let's say that someone has a problem with their plumbing, their electrical, their HVAC system. Who would they call, Andrew? Is it ABT? Because I have a phone number for ABT.
ABT, and you can find us. And we've grown our footprint with our new office down in Auburn, and we still have the office in Grass Valley. So we're servicing everything from North San Juan to Truckee to Forest Hill now, all the way down to Citrus Heights in Sacramento and out to Lincoln and Yuba City. So if you are within that area, you can call us at
530-230-9092. That's 530-230-9092. Find us on the web, easyasabt.com. Look for us on Facebook. And that is a show. So Andrew, I'm going to have you take us out. Okay.
Thanks, Hayden, for the great list. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.